Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for joining us today, and I hope you're having a great, great October, a great fall that you've been looking forward to. And joining me are two people that are a result of the fall, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Mylon Yurkovich. We're all a result of the fall. Okay, we're all here, and we fell. Anyway, good to see you guys. How's
hey,
it going
Steve,
today?
How are you? We're well. Thanks
we're
for having
good.
Us.
Good we're
to good.
Good
to be with you.
Well, I want to mention something right off the bat, that on November the 10th, that's Friday, at Christ Community Church in Milpitas. In Milpitas, like mm-hmm. pita bread. Mm-hmm. There's a mill there. They make pita bread. Milpitas mm-hmm. at 7 p.m. Dr. Jill Hubbard, Chris Williams, and myself, we're coming there. We're coming up there for a KFAX rally. All you folks that listen on KFAX, what a great station. We're coming there to talk, to show. We're going to tape a show. We've got prizes. They said that the details of those prizes are attached. They're not here, but here they are. Anyway, we've got big prizes. But if you live in the San Francisco, San Jose area, come join us. It's going to be a fun night, teaching prizes, taping, and we would love to see you there, part of the KFAX celebration. Friday, November 10th at 7 p.m. And if you want to ask a question during that radio program, well, you know, you come a little early, we set you up, and we make sure you get your question answered. And we love these kind of events because guess what? We get to be with you, connect with you, hear what's really going on in your lives. And also, we usually discover, except for that one place, you're just like us. That's what we love. You kind of have the same kind of theology, the same kind of mindset, and you really want to see people get better. So come join us. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need some additional information, or you can call the folks at there at KFAX, but it's at Christ Community Church in Milpitas. And I'll try to remember to say that properly from here on. Well, one of the great things about New Life is that we have people waiting for you to call right now. If you are struggling, you know, so often we've heard people say, well, you know, I listen, but I'm just too afraid to call in and get some help for myself. Well, you know what? When you do, you talk to a person they woke up this morning, they came to work, not to crunch numbers or whatever, they just wanted to talk to you. They wanted to help you. They wanted to give you whatever experience they've been through. They wanted to help you find a better way. So just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. They're going to listen to your situation. They're going to give you some practical steps. And we have so many different types of resources, everything from videos, CDs, books, resources, counselors all over this country that we have verified are real live Christian counselors. And then also we've got our workshops, our weekends, and they can tell you about that. But you have to call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
You know, Steve, right? I was just with the team in Dallas at the call center.
Yeah, and you went over to say hi.
Oh, yes. I did. We were down there for one of our intensives, Steve, that we did about a month ago. And that is a great team in Dallas. They've got a great heart. Everybody, like you said, they're excited, and the best part of their life is when the phone rings. So yep. Don't hesitate to call.
No, really, that's what they're there for. They love it. So call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We're going to take a break. Going to come back, go right to the phones. Got some great calls lined up for you. Hope and pray that this is a great day for you. And, you know, here's the thing. If you want things to be better, you know there's some things in your life you need to eliminate. But you can't do it. There's a reason for that. So obedience to God isn't failing over and over again. It's saying, hey, wait a second. Let me get some help to figure out what it is that stands in the way of me putting this sin behind me. You can do that. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be back after this.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here, and I want to I want to talk with, how about we talk with Marie from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Marie, you're on with Mylon Yurkovich and Dr. Sherry Keffer. Hi, welcome to New Life.
Hi there. Hi. Thank you so much, everybody, for taking my call today.
Sure.
I just want to give you a little bit of a background. I'm calling today because I think I need help with boundaries.
Okay.
I'm a single parent, was in a very abusive, physically and emotionally, verbally, marriage for 15 years. I have two sons in college who seem now to take the brunt of a lot of, their dad's continued abusive behavior. But more importantly, they're in college now, and they come home, and they go to his house primarily. They're very involved in sports, and they're challenged to come see me or go see their girlfriend or even go out with their friends without being verbally, you know, yelled at and screamed at and put down and, you know, you don't love me, you know, I'm not going to pay for your college tuition if you don't, you know, come see me. Or he even just goes up to their colleges unannounced and shows up. And so I'm frustrated because I want to support my boys to help them stand up for themselves. Like, I can't go to court anymore. We were in court multiple times for court orders.
So what have you said to him about what have you said to him about his treatment of his boys, your sons too? What's that conversation been like?
Mind your own business. You're not part of, you know.
But what have
life.
You said to him? What have you said to him about it?
Yeah. Well, I've said to him, I'm concerned that the boys.
Dropped off. All right. Well, we're going to just. Well, maybe she'll listen to the program later. But guys, what do you think? You've got this. It's a divorce. It sounds like that he's holding the kids hostage with money. For college. What do you think she ought to say to him, or something that might be helpful? Maybe there isn't anything that would be helpful.
Well, I don't know that it's something she needs to say to him.
Okay. All right.
What is adulthood? What does it mean to become an adult? So watch my hands. You're here as a child, and the parent is here. And as I grow into adulthood, I have to shift around to be able to have, hopefully, a reciprocal relationship with the parent.
Yep.
And then even at times where a parent will actually listen to me, or I can take charge of my life and ask the parent to rest their case and make a decision independently of the parent, and that comes with time. You know, Jesus had to leave his family when he met his divine destiny to follow the Heavenly Father's 3.5-year earthly destiny of becoming the Messiah. And so he had to leave his family, leave his mom. And so he had to determine his own course. The big job for Marie is to help her boys understand the big picture, perhaps to share with them the history of court orders, what is going on, to have them describe what they're feeling in relationship to him. They're being held hostage, but they're going to have to grow up and decide that they have to be able to say no. They have to be able to put their foot down. They have to be able to resist. It's their individual journey. Mom can't be the protector for them the rest of their lives. They have to learn how to do this on their own. They're going to need help. Took me quite a few years to learn how to do it myself.
And you know, your book, How We Love, gives us insight to this case, because as they're describing him, mm-hmm. their dad sounds like an abusive vacillator, mm-hmm. where he is in that one-up position, mm-hmm. kind of holding on to them,
right.
trying to have some relationship with them, but he's doing it without freedom, mm-hmm. and he's trying to buy their love. So you think about these boys, they're in college, so let's just say they're 22 years old, 21, 22. Well, at least 15 years of their life, more of their life has been underneath the rule
right.
of an angry, rageful, controlling mm-hmm. dad.
Mm-hmm.
And so just like Marie had to find her way and eventually said, enough's enough. I can't live.
Right.
I can't tolerate this anymore. The boys are going to have to find their own way without their dad's money. So I've sat with her sons, different situation, but I've sat with her sons and I've asked this question: how long are you going to be willing to let your dad buy your relationship? To let your dad pay for your college in exchange for how he hurts you and treats you in an mm-hmm. abusive way? And it's so hard when the money is, you know, this college money, because the guys go, I need it. You know, mm-hmm. I need it. But just planting those seeds, and sometimes I'll even call it blood money. I mean, that's a pretty bold statement,
sure,
but I'll
mm-hmm.
say it's blood money. You're
yeah,
selling
mm-hmm.
your soul
mm-hmm.
To get a degree, and you're being treated harshly.
And the longer you tolerate it from one person that is a parent, the more you'll tolerate it in your life over the just from others.
Yep.
It becomes, I don't have a voice. I don't know how to resist. I don't know how to have a
yeah.
boundary.
Yeah. You need to build up your kind of your boundary muscle. And you know, the book John Henry wrote, I love the phrase where it says, God will make a way. At some point as an adult, you have to say, this isn't right. I can't enable my dad to buy my loyalty or whatever. So I'm going to say no. And I'm going to trust that God's going to make a way. It's going to be tough, but this isn't right. I'll tell you, how often is the right way the toughest way? Let's see, is that every time or every other time? I think it's every time. It's the toughest.
Well, you know what's interesting is the last time the three of us were on the air, we talked to a guy named Robert. I think it was mm-hmm. on the 16th of this
yes.
month. And remember, Mylan, you asked Robert that question because he was in a situation with an abusive wife.
Mm-hmm.
And you asked him, is this the first time that you have felt this kind of abuse? And he wasn't able to find an earlier relationship. But these boys, mm-hmm. if they don't find their own way, they're kind of in a set-up position to possibly marry a wife who might rage at them or might manipulate them or might be harmful if they let it. So it's critical that they learn how to own themselves and their voice and their choice and find their own way in the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope that's helpful to her. I hope she will listen to that. And let's go right back to the phones here. And let's talk with Paula from also another call from Philadelphia, WFIL. Hey, Paula, how are you?
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I listen to your show all the time, and it helps a lot. Thank you. My problem is I'm a man online about 2.5 years ago, and he was really a nice fella. We got along really well. And his daughter came back into his life when he didn't really take care of her when she was little and all, and came back. And she's an addict and into prostitution and so forth. And my problem is, you know, I had told him, you know, I'll step out and this and that, but I don't know how to explain it to you. I can't stop thinking of him. I mean, I know he's, you know, having sex with his daughter's girlfriend, and it's like half their ages, and it's just on my mind all the time, and makes me feel that I'm not worthy of somebody else. And I,
this is,
I don't know, you know, I tell him not to call, and then, you know, he keeps calling and calling. He said, well, you know, you're my only normal friend that I have, and I can talk to you, and this and that. I'm like his counselor half the time. It's
Paula,
all about him. And,
Paula.
Yes.
So, in a very lonely world,
when we
meet somebody online, when we meet somebody online, it's a pretty instant and pretty profound connection that can develop there. And the connection feels so good compared to being lonely and isolated. Plus, when a really sick guy like him says, you're the only person I have, they really know how to hook you in. But what he didn't know was how to develop a relationship with you. Because if he wanted a relationship with you, the last thing he would have done is to get involved with somebody else. So here's what I'm going to suggest that you do. You need to change your phone number. You need to get a new cell number. Is that inconvenient? Absolutely. You need to block his phone at a minimum from the phone that you have. And you need to say to yourself, I must never speak to this man again. Then you go to a counselor and you say, I've lost something that for whatever reason meant a lot to me, and I need to go through a grieving process so that I don't think about this anymore, because it's really irrational how much I'm thinking about him, obsessing over him, rather than try to meet somebody else and have a different life than I am. You're not going to be able to do this on your own. And let me just say this. The only reason that a guy like this can totally captivate you is an absence of healthy other women in your life. Because they would be saying this to you. They'd be saying, honey, come on, you call me whenever you have an urge or whatever. Or they'd be saying to you, you got to block his number. Don't ever talk to him again. Sherry, what are your thoughts here on this real, real unhealthy obsession with this guy?
So, Paula, so if I was sitting with you and we were sharing a cup of coffee at Starbucks, you know what my first question would be? I would say this isn't the first time that you have been exchanged or you have felt worthless. You have felt thrown away like a piece of trash by a guy. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I was married for 38 years. He passed away. It's just hard to know me. But he's, you know, he always said, well, you know, I would never hurt you. He said, you know, but I don't know. He had like a midlife crisis or I don't know. All things run through your mind, you know, like, well.
But how did you...
midlife.
When did you not feel safe? When did you feel like you had to give up yourself in order to get love?
I'd say that a question.
Well, when did you feel like you had to give up yourself in order to get love?
Young girls that he's going with. I mean, I can't compare with young girls.
Okay,
you know,
but so were you...
And they're like 37.
I get it. But you were married... For how long? 30-some years. And was your husband faithful?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So then your husband passes away, and you have tremendous loss, and you're not sure how you're going to make it in this big world without a partner, without a husband, right?
Right.
And Steve's right. We get desperate, and then we exchange ourselves. Instead of you kind of going back out there and saying, hey, I'm a pretty great catch. And you know what? There's a lot of guys out there that might sleep with women half their age, but that's not the kind of guy I want. I want someone who's going to value me. What about you feels like you don't have that to offer another man?
My age. I guess
there you have it. And you're how old?
65.
Okay.
63.
So, 65, let me tell you something. My mom is almost 20 years your senior. And you know what? She found a really great man on something called Senior Friend Finder. But a guy that honors her and cherishes her and enjoys being with her, and never once has violated her. Not once.
I didn't, you know, he wanted to go to bed and all that. I just can't handle all that. You know, we're just friends, and, it, you know, and just, you know, he was kind of leading on, but then it just took off with his daughter and craziness over there.
But there's something that you haven't dealt with, because you are putting fantasy on a man who is harming you.
Because he calls every day, you know, how you doing, and walking the dog.
You know what to do about that. Yeah, if you are willing to do it, you have to block his phone number, and then you need to get a different number.
I feel guilty because, you know, the hell.
Well, don't feel guilty. God will take care of him.
But it's like you're in love with fantasy. You keep putting milk out for somebody who comes to your door every day, but you open up the door and he's a scary guy. But you keep putting milk out because you think he's more than he is. He's not a white man on a white horse. He is kind of bottom of the barrel, I'm sorry to say.
We'll be back.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man, and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Well, we are back. Steve Arterburn here, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Mylan Yerkovich. Mylan just wanted another minute here with Paula. Paula, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, hold on. Mylan?
Hey, Paula. You know, I'm sitting here listening to all y'all talk. See, I was just in Dallas, so I can say that, all y'all. Yeah. And I'm not sure if you really want out. You say you do, but I'm not sure you really want out of the relationship. Because you said...
I always think that it would, maybe he'll come around, you know, like in the beginning when he was nice.
Right. So what you're... So therefore, what Steve said, which was really important, the ability to say goodbye is a powerful and important growth step in each of our lives. To say, you know what, you've actually met some needs in my life. There are parts of you that I enjoy. There's parts that I don't. But overall, I have to say goodbye to you. And I'd like to not have to change my phone and my email. Would you please not call me or email me anymore? Mm-hmm. Because if you do, I'm going to have to change them, and it would be an inconvenience for me. But you know what, Paula, he's not going to change. And you're hanging on to a hope. And how many people, Steve and Sherry, do we see that are caught in a vortex of victimhood, that they continue to have this persistent little hope inside that somehow something's going to change, and then my fantasy will come true. And that just won't happen. Unhealthy people stay unhealthy, and unhealthy people also have a way of holding people on the hook. They know how just how much to hook in so that they can hold on to you, and they're really the one that's running the relationship. It's not a loving relationship of what he's doing.
So let me ask you that question, Paula. Is there any part of you that called to get advice on how to walk away, or were you just kind of calling to say how bad it is?
No, I do want to walk away, and then I feel guilty that, you know, because he'll call and they'll say, well, you know, we'll always be more friends. You're the normal one in my life, and you know.
So I'm going to take that as a no. But I'm going to pray and ask other folks to pray for you, that at some point you really are going to be willing to let this guy go, because you deserve so much more. And I'm glad you called. I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back. And in there it says, we got to be the decider of our lives. You can't let somebody else make these choices for you. When he calls you and you pick up the phone, you let him make the decision to continue the relationship. The defender of your value, the developer of good things, and the developer of good things that I want for you is to find some women that can support you. Get in a women's Bible study. I don't know if anybody's noticed, but there are a lot of churches around and they have such great people that go there. And if they don't, find another church.
You know, Steve and Sherry, this speaks to the power of emotions, that emotions overpower everything. They overpower intellect. They overpower wisdom. They overpower titles, degrees, whatever you want to talk about. This is a case where an emotion of wanting to have contact with someone.
Yeah, fear of being alone.
The fear of being alone is stronger than knowing what the right thing to do is.
Yep.
And yet, Steve, one of your persistent phrases that I love is learning to do the next right thing.
Yeah.
But that takes courage.
It does. And you know, I'm just so wanting to encourage people that when you know to do the right thing and then you can't do the right thing, well, you're halfway there. Now, get the help you need to figure out what's the stumbling block or the big boulder there that prevents you from doing what you know is the right thing to do. Now, that's where you become obedient to God, right there. All right, I would like to talk with Sean from Los Angeles, California. Hey, Sean, listening on KKLA. How you doing?
Hi, Steve. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
What's going on? I kind of explain my question a little bit. I met someone, you know, about a year ago.
Okay.
And then I started to develop feelings for her. Mm-hmm. And last Saturday, I just confirmed that I do.
Okay.
So, but yet, the question is that how is it that I can open up to her and tell her my feelings and hope that, you know, I can have a future with her. But thinking about the question, it goes a lot deeper than opening up. You mentioned on a previous caller about how we love. And I read that book, and I'm a vacillator avoider. Yet, all my life, I've always developed a lot of rejection, a lot of disappointment, a lot of hurt,
Okay, well, you call the right place. Is there a specific question you want, or do you just want us to tell you how to go to the next level, or what is it that you need?
So more it's like, I guess it's more like, how is it that I can overcome all this and then open up to her and ask her, hey, is there a possibility that we can go to a higher level, you know?
Well, let me start by saying this, that I actually had somebody else ask this question of me. I gave them advice of what to do, and the person rejected them and said they didn't want to go to the next level. So just know that's my track record here last time this came up. So, but that was someone personally, wasn't on radio. And on radio, miracles happen. So we'll hear from Mylon and Sherry right after this. But so many, it's so tough when you're in a friendship that you want to be something more.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, "Hey, honey, watch this with me." And they'll sit down and they'll watch that five-minute clip, and that five-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix. So we canceled Netflix and subscribed to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem. And it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at TV.NewLife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of TV.NewLife.com.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
All right. We're back. Okay, so here's what we're doing here. We're talking with Sean, and he's ready to open up. Afraid he might be rejected. She might not be ready. And I've already shared that I'm not very good at giving advice on this. At least personally, I didn't do too well. So I want to hear Mylon and Sherry. What would you say to him? How do you, does he just accept this? Does he let it unfold? Does he bring it up? What do you guys think?
You go first, Mylon, and I'll go after you.
Sean, I'm so glad you called. Thank you for calling us and trusting us with an important question. You told us that you've read our book, How We Love, and in fact, you have some of the traits of the vacillator. And in fact, vacillators have histories where, and I love that you brought this up, with a history of rejection, disappointment, and hurt, that you have a history of feeling a lot of that in relationship, which means you're very sensitive to closeness and distance, and people's attention to you or lack thereof can be very powerful force on your life. There's a sensitivity there. You know,
Yes. And
therefore I can see why it would be hard for you to risk with this woman, because the last thing you want to do is to take that risk because you love her and like her a lot, I can tell. So here's where you have to take charge of your history and decide this. The new Sean stepping forward is going to sit down with her and say, you know, I'd like to tell you a little bit about my history. I have sensitivities to rejection, disappointment, and hurt. And yet, I really care for you a lot. And so I'd like to risk and ask you what you feel about me. And I would start off small like that. I really care a lot about you. And I just wanted to know if that's how you feel toward me. I wouldn't take it to the could we ever get married and have 12 kids level. Or I would simply take it to a smaller level of, I'm very much attracted to you. I care for you. Do you have a similar feeling toward me?
I've been on the other side of that.
Well, what do you, I mean, is it good to like say, do I sense that there might be potential for something more? Is that a good way to do it, or is that a wimpy way?
Are you asking me?
No, yeah. I think that's a good way to
ask.
Sure,
there's lots of different ways to say it. You're trying fishing. To test the waters.
Well, and the truth of it is, having been wounded in my first marriage and then single again for 17 years, I came up with a little phrase for my own heart because I have been on both sides of it. I've been on the other side of that phone, hanging up on me. Yeah. But I used to say this, is sometimes you're the windshield and sometimes you're the bug. And I don't like being either, quite honestly. But I risked at times in my dating life as a single later in life where I actually said to a gentleman that I was interested in, I'm really attracted to you. And, you know, I'm wondering if there's some place this relationship might go. And I've been in a situation where I've been the bug. I'm the smashed on the windshield because he doesn't call me back, or he ends up dating a friend of mine, or I mean, it hurts every time. And it actually is hard to be the one that's asked,
sure.
Right? You know, I've had gentlemen say, I'm really interested in you and I want to go. I have a friend of mine who was my fishing buddy and I love this guy, but I didn't feel more than a deep friendship with him. And it hurt him when he asked me if I would be willing to go further. I had to be honest with him and say no. In that case, I was the windshield. Yeah. And I saw the hurt on his face. So it's not fun on either side of that. But eventually, if you keep going forward, you will find someone who looks at you and they're not the windshield or the bug and they say, yes, I want to get to know you.
You know, one of the interesting things about God is he desires truth in the innermost being. And he wants us to live in reality and in places of truth. And unless Sean really asks and finds out what's the status of this person, he's working and working on presuppositions or hopes or beliefs or fantasies. And to move out of that world into reality is hard for all of us.
Yeah, it is. You just got to do it. You got to take the leap.
Mm-hmm. When I was at the, you wouldn't say height of self-esteem, you'd say the low part, someone said to me, so I'd love to spend some time with you. And my reaction was, me? It's like, it was so shocked anybody would. So you don't want to be desperate. You don't want to be shocked if they say, hey, it'd be great, that'd be fabulous. You don't want to set yourself up and believe it's not going to go well. But also, prepare yourself for the worst. Prepare yourself that it just might not be the right time for that person. It has nothing to do with who you are or anything. It just really could be they're not at the same place you are time-wise. Be patient. Don't blow the whole thing just because it's just not exactly the right time for them. I hope that's helpful to you. I'm going to send you a copy of the book, Is This the One?
Oh,
and it will help
choice.
You with that. And anybody else, you can get that at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'd love for you to support us, and if you do, I'm going to send you the book that I wrote with Dr. Brenda Hunter, Understanding and Loving a Person with Depression. It's a part of a wellness series of books, 8 different problems that people have that you may be living with. They have really proven to be helpful to those that have read them. One of them on borderline personality was just picked up by Focus on the Family. They really felt like it helped people understand something that is extremely difficult to understand. This one will help you if you're struggling with someone that you love who's depressed. It's just our way of saying thank you for supporting New Life. Also, when you join Club New Life, we'll send you that Take Your Life Back Day by Day devotional on New Life Cross, our way of saying thanks for being one of those supporting foundational givers to New Life. All right, let's go back to, how about Joyce? Parkwood, Connecticut, listens on the internet. Hey, Joyce, welcome to New Life.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, what's going on?
I'm calling, I think the category would be boundaries.
Okay.
And actually, someone called me earlier about having sons and about the father and the education and all that. It was very similar. I have three sons. I've been divorced for 17 years. Raised them in the church and never had a problem. Actually, wonderful kids. Believe that they were in a right relationship with the Lord and everything, and I'm still not convinced they don't. But having issues now, they're grown. They're still living at home. One of them had a brain injury and has subsequently been diagnosed with mental illness.
Hmm.
The oldest has been in and out of a psych institution just, you know, to stay to get, you know, issues about ending of life and all that
stuff.
And so he comes, you know, he has left and come back and then left again, come back. And it's in the dad's family, that whole stuff. So then I have my other son who is, these were all wonderful kids. It just seems like everything started to fall apart. He has, I can't say the dad's positive influence totally, but he has begun to... And looks like self.
Okay, so I'm you have all of them are living with you, and one is a brain injury. The other one is smoking pot, and the other one the problem is what?
Well, nothing really, except you know he's in the middle of it. He's in it. He's working, but he's just disconnecting with. He doesn't commununate at all with me. And
okay. So what's the question for us?
Angry.
What's the question for us?
What could I do in terms of the issue of boundaries? I don't know what to do. I don't want. Okay. I don't. I mean, it's taking its toll on me. But I love my son.
Sure.
And I don't know how you can't put kids out. I don't know. I guess I just wanted some advice as to. I don't know. Just what do you think about it? And off the top of your head, what would you think I should do if I'm losing control? And I was, I guess.
Okay.
And about adult boys, where they could be at. I overheard that gentleman talking to that woman about adulthood. And
all right.
So I guess
let me,
I want to know from
let
where
me get you. Let me and challenge you to start thinking about something during the break. And that is that these are not boys. These are not your sons. Each of them is an individual. And each of them needs to be dealt with on an individual basis, not as a group. You've described some very unique situations. And a child with a brain injury is not to be treated like a child that just decides they want to live with you and smoke pot. So I want you to get into the mindset that what we might have to offer might be different for each one of those. And oh my goodness, if you've ever been raised in a family where you were just considered the kids and not an individual, it can really be a challenge. We'll be back after this.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
I learned to just breathe again.
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours could change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
All right. So we've been talking with Joyce here, and you know Joyce has three boys. They're all different, and they all are living at home with her, and she's not happy about the stuff that's going on. So let's start with you, Maya. What do you think? I mean, I said treat them as individuals, not like three boys. Sounds like to me they're different situations here.
Thank you for calling, Joyce. You know, Steve, your point is they're not boys anymore. I mean, she said several times these are wonderful kids, and they're not kids anymore. They're young men. And the idea of Joyce having a relationship with each one of them, that's an individual relationship, and seeing them as individual people. And then sitting down with them and talking about, and let's take your oldest son with the brain injury, and let's put that aside for a moment. The other two, the middle one who's working and so on and so forth, he's angry. I think I heard you say this. The younger one that's smoking pot. Just to sit down with them and even go to a therapist to have talks with them so that the therapist can help teach you how to have substantive, emotionally significant talks with these boys to establish who are they, what do they believe in. It's not uncommon for young adults to question how they were raised, and they need to come into their own belief system as to what it is they believe. And then for you to establish a set of parameters for each one of those guys individually to say, you know, you're going to have one set of guidelines for the angry guy who's being highly responsible and working, but he's distancing from you and for whatever reason. You're going to have different parameters for the kid that's home smoking pot. You know, your goal is to get them all out of your house. That's your ultimate goal,
that's right,
is to get them out for this cause. Man shall leave his father and mother, shall leave his and cleave to his wife. So when you say, well, you can't put the kids out, all right, you're right. You can't put them out tomorrow. But you can create a plan, Joyce, to say, my goal is to have all of you out of this home at a certain point in time. What do you think would be that point in time? Number two, what should they be doing in between the time they leave and now? They should be paying rent. They should be doing chores around the house. They should be running the house like it's their house. And they should be showing high levels of responsibility. And if you're not requiring that of them, then you're not requiring enough of them. So you've got to get them ready to launch. And many times a failure to launch is not a failure of the kid or the young adult, it's a failure of the parent to not launch the child.
Sherry, you have a thought here? This is so good, Mylon.
I do. I'm going to triage your boys right now. So I'm going to start with the one that had the brain injury, and I want to have you go to brainstatetech.com. It's B-R-A-I-N, state, S-T-A-T-E, tech, T-E-C-K, T-E-C-H.com. We did a show, Rick Tanzi, and you know this guy, Steve, because you went through the program.
Helped me greatly, yeah.
And Mylon, you know the work of him as well through other folks. But the Brain State technology helps in brain traumas, traumatic brain injuries. They have a process that they use a lot with military coming back with post-traumatic stress and TBI, traumatic brain injuries. The guy who is my friend and colleague, Rick Tanzi, we did some shows on New Life TV. I want to point you to the shows that Rick and I did together. But his story is he was thrown out a four-story building to his death, didn't die, but it was brain state technology that helped him get back on track. So for that one child, I want you to check out that resource. Mm. Now, your son, who's the able-bodied one, he's the one that's distancing from you. This is what I want to say on his behalf. You, my dear, are overwhelmed. And he feels somehow that you reach out to him to be his support, almost like a parentified child or like too burdened by your neediness. And so his pushback is a way he's trying to save himself. And so I would ask that you not get angry about his pushback. He's really overwhelmed by you and by the fact that you don't have enough support in triaging your other two boys that have big needs. So I want you to see him as a healthy, he's trying to be healthy by not being overwhelmed by you and the needs of your other boys. The one that's smoking pot, he also has a brain issue. I imagine he has a lot of anxiety, and that's why he's using marijuana to quiet his brain down. But he needs to be in seeing a therapist. He needs to be seeing a psychiatrist. He needs to be going to NA. You need to be in Al-Anon, looking at ways that you can help get him intervention, because smoking pot is really harmful for the brain. We've done some shows on TV.NewLife about that as well, and it will make him more disabled over time. Mm-hmm. So get help, get support. You're the mom that needs to put the oxygen mask on, get into therapy, and have someone like myself or Mylan triage your situation and get you assistance to get help for your boys.
And the headline here, I really believe, is no, you can't throw them out on the street, but you can develop a plan for them to become independent. Mm-hmm. And to just be sitting there saying, well, I can't throw them out, that's no plan. In fact, that's a plan for them to continue to be this failure to launch, and you just don't want that. So I'm hoping and praying something we've said is going to encourage you. And I'm going to send you two copies of Take Your Life Back, one for you and then pass it around to each of those guys. But, oh my goodness, what a gift when a child is struggling to do something that they can be proud of. And then a parent says, you're not able to do this. Let's get a plan. Let's get the resources together. And especially in the case of a brain injury, you know, this is something you need somebody that can be objective to step in and say, this could change your life. Many of you know I've struggled with this, and you've experienced how much better I am now that I got help from Rick and the others. Actually, I actually do feel so much better.
You
with
are
that
better,
help.
Steve.
Anyway, let us help you. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need help. And how do I make this plan? But independence is a gift, and you just don't want kids living in the same bedroom in their 30s where they grew up. All right, we need your help. You call us. I'll send you Dr. Brenda Hunter's book entitled Understanding and Loving a Person with Depression. But also, we want to help you, and all you have to do is call us. It really does make all the difference in the world. One of the things coming up you might need, Every Man's Battle, is November the 3rd in Orange County. And usually it is the woman who makes the first phone call, and as a result, her life and that man who's struggling with sexual problems, sexual integrity, he's never the same. Restore is for the woman. That's November the 10th in Washington, D.C. And then in January, you can get the Early Bird Special for Living Light. This is a Christ-centered, scripturally-based program to help you get to that weight that honors God, not to be thin or skinny or something, but just to be healthy. That's what we want to see happen for you. Here's a great scripture, Proverbs 1:5. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance. Now, it's a great challenge for all of us, you know, because people count on us to be wise. And I tell you, I work with some of the wisest people ever. But the challenge is for those that are supposed to be wise, to listen and add to their learning. And then if you have discernment, what a gift that is, you need to get guidance for yourself too. So none of us ever reach a point where we're beyond needing help. And that goes for you too. Let us help you. Call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE. There's no problem too small, no problem too big that we can't help with. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Thank you, Sherry. Thank you, Mylon. God bless you too. God bless all of you. Thanks for listening and watching. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.